Welcome, fellow seekers. My name is Nathan, and this is the Law of One and Spiritual Concepts podcast, where I share my interpretations of the Law of One and other related topics. Today, we'll be looking at the concept of harvest, some of the characteristics of it, and how it takes place according to Ra. So let's dive right in. The harvest signifies the end of an evolutionary cycle for a planet within the galaxy that's been intelligently designed by the Logos. When the energies are appropriate, each planet begins the first cycle at various different times. This creates an environment for entities to begin their first density experience there. And this continues until the planet completes its cycle and moves to the next density at the time of harvest. And this can be related to the various densities and its associated time frames for entities to evolve and grow within that density of the planet. Then, the ending of the cycle, which Ra relates to this as a galactic clock striking the hour, is known as harvest. This is when the planet spirals into a space-time of different or higher vibrational configuration, leading to this time frame. And at this striking, a gateway is open to intelligent infinity, regardless of other circumstances, resulting in the harvest. So at the point of harvest, entities are then evaluated on their learning progress and lessons of the density, and if they have successfully learned these lessons, they can then graduate to the next density from there. However, entities that have not learned the needed lessons will then repeat the density in order to attempt to learn these lessons again. You can see this maybe somewhat similar to our school system, or maybe how it more used to be, when students can pass to the next grade after they've made the needed scores within the grade and pass the final to move on to the next. And if some didn't, they were given then the opportunity to repeat that grade and learn the lessons from there. If we look a little closer at what happens during harvest for third density, our current density, we see that entities are evaluated on whether or not they've been able to make the choice, and therefore polarize successfully to become either at least 51% service to others in their decisions and actions to graduate to fourth density positive, or if they've been able to make 95% of their decisions and actions reflect self-service, and that would equal graduating to fourth density negative. The harvestable individuals are determined as a function of their violet ray activity, which is their overall readout or thermometer of the entity's true color density progression. It further appears that these evaluations also include the entity's spirit during harvest being tested at the stage by moving along the line of light until it becomes too glaring and the entity has to stop. And based on where that entity's spirit stops, will determine if they've made the cutoff or threshold for the grade where the entity has achieved and determines which density is most comfortable for them from there. I believe this is also largely a factor of the entity's polarization percentages that we were talking about. So this process is described a little more in 6.14, but we'll look at another partial quote from there now, where Ra says, "Those who, finishing a cycle of experience, demonstrate various grades of distortion of that understanding of thought and action will be separated by their own choice into the vibratory distortion most comfortable to their mind-body-spirit complexes. This process is guarded or watched by those nurturing beings who, being very close to the Law of One in their distortions, nevertheless have the distortion towards active service." And the partial quote there. The interesting point that I'm sure you picked up on from that quote too there is that the harvest process is guarded and supervised by other entities at various levels that watch over the process and offer aid. So some of these include angelic helpers or the higher self, different inner planes entities that we may have attracted, the confederation, and the guardians, which are from the octave above ours. So there are many eyes on us at this point during harvest, and many that are here to offer aid. So to get a little bit better of an understanding of where we are in third density here specifically, we'll look at the idea that Ra presents that there are three major cycles of 25,000 years each that combine together to create a master cycle of 75,000 years. And then at the end of each of these major cycles, entities are given the opportunity to be harvested if they are ready. The big difference, though, with these cycles is that at the end of a master cycle, the third density planet becomes no longer inhabitable for third density life as it transitions to fourth. So all entities are harvested at that time, regardless of their progress, and will continue either onto fourth density or be relocated to a third density planet to continue their learnings. Whereas at the end of the first two major cycles, so the 25,000 years and 50,000 years, entities that have successfully made the choice at this point are given the opportunity to be harvested onto fourth density, or they can continue with the planet in third density while it still remains inhabitable at this time. So that being said, there does tend to be a confluence of energies even at the end of these major cycles, and that can be potentially destructive as well. If we look back at Earth's history, during the first 25,000-year cycle, there was no harvest of entities, since none had advanced sufficiently in progress, according to Ra. And then at the end of the second 25,000-year cycle, looks like there was a South American group that contained 150 individuals which were able to be harvested. However, they all decided to stay and continue to help during Earth's final 25,000-year major cycle to end the Master. There is one fascinating anomaly to this harvest concept. So typically, the harvest happens at the end of each of these cycles for a short time frame there with the opportunities. However, Ra does explain if at any point an entity is able to penetrate the eighth level or opening of the seventh ray from sixth, which is penetrating directly to intelligent infinity, these entities are given the opportunity to be harvested at any point that they wish during the cycle. However, it does appear that only the negative entities seem to take advantage of this, since the positive have a tendency to be of service and want to stay back to help others graduate as well. We learn from Ra that Earth will become a fourth density positive planet. So at this time of harvest here, entities who will graduate to fourth density positive may continue here with the Earth, whereas fourth density negative entities would be relocated to another place, and then entities who need to repeat third density would be having to find another third density planet that has the appropriate energies for them to continue in their third density experience. Ra also gives us some averages of other third density harvests in our universe and tells us that approximately 10% of them are completely negative, with 60% of them being completely positive, and the remaining 30% are mixed, but with the majority of the entities graduating positive in this situation. So maybe this is some peace of mind, or we can look at this that we are lucky enough to be the ones who are on the 30% mixed harvest for now. So as we were saying, Earth is now fourth density activated planet, but has third density mind-body-spirit complexes still on it. This is creating what Ra calls a somewhat difficult harvest, since we're not aligning together here with our fourth density planet and our third density incarnation. And this is also what is leading to the inconveniences that Ra talks about that can be seen here as global warming and other natural disasters from our planet that's struggling with our distortions and disharmony compared to where the Earth is at, trying to be in the loving state of fourth density. And it appears that this is stemming directly from the energies of our peoples and their thought forms and how that aligns to the energy patterns of Earth, resulting then in this increased entropy or unusable heat, leading to ruptures in the planet as it's attempting to align with the fourth density energies that we are disrupting, unfortunately. But furthermore, this is also resulting in mental distortions and diseases in our peoples due to the incompatibility of us with the fourth density vibrations. And I think part of the problem might be here, specific to Earth here, is that we are a mixed group of entities from many places in the creation, including Meldek, Mars, and many who have needed to repeat their cycle also from not polarizing and learning their lessons previously. Not to mention some of the destruction and trauma that's come with some of these experiences, but I think Ra kind of explains this further too in session 10.6, where they get into it being unusual for a planetary mind-body-spirit complex to contain those from many, many various loci. But this explains much, for you see, you are experiencing the third dimensional occurrence with a large number of those who must repeat the cycle. The orientation thus has been difficult to unify, even with aid from many of your teach learners. End quote. And because of this, this is going to result in the unfortunate circumstance that Ra indicates a great majority of our population will have to repeat their density, since many are caught in the sinkhole of indifference, where they're unable to polarize in one direction or another. As we look at Earth's harvest a little further here, we see that Ra gives an estimate of the transition being between 100 to 700 years, back during the channeling in 1981. However, Ra does mention that it is difficult to make this estimate due to the uncharacteristic amount of anomalies that we are experiencing on Earth, which is, again, basically our third density not being able to unite and polarize and create harmony with our fourth density magnetized Earth. So we'll see, but we're going through the transition now, or you're getting the opportunity to be harvested at the end of your incarnation. But the Earth itself will then make a dimensional shift to fourth density here sooner than later within this time frame, more than likely. Another interesting discussion point along the lines of harvest is the idea of seniority by vibration. And what Ra explains this to be is that entities who are incarnate on Earth now are the ones who are of critical need of experience to become harvestable. So they have taken priority over others who do not have as much of a probable chance or who will likely end up repeating third density. So isn't that some great motivation to make the most of this incarnational opportunity that we've qualified for? And to then show love and harmony and polarize together in order to graduate onto fourth density positive. But there is more to be aware of at the end of this third density cycle during this harvest time. And that is, the amount of catalyst is also increased that our entities experience. And whether this is from the Earth changes or the disharmony and confusion that entities are not aligning together, either way, it is picking up and getting more intense, but also offering an opportunity for entities to polarize further at this time by aiding others through this process where it is requested. Even though we are faced with so much trauma and seemingly stacked upon more and more drama lately that have resulted with negative circumstances, we can use our perspective to change these and offer aid where it is needed, or view these circumstances as opportunities for growth and chances to make things better for everyone. I think this helps describe the consciousness aspect of this and how our collective can be impacted by much of this positive thinking or service-oriented direction here, and this would help align us with the fourth density planet. But we can also take some assurances from quotes like 1723, where Ra says, "The Earth seems to be negative. This is due to the quiet, shall we say, horror, which is the common distortion which those good or positively oriented entities have towards the occurrences which are of your space-time present. However, those oriented and harvestable in ways of service to others greatly outnumber those whose orientation towards service to self has become that of harvestable quality." End quote. So we have some complicated times ahead of us as this master cycle ends and the harvest continues. But we can take heed and reassurance from Ra that there is much call for hope and positivity as we strive for fourth density positive. Not only this, but we see that there are many entities incarnating now that have fourth density working potentials, and as Ra calls them, a new breed. So although it may not seem like it at times, we are on the right path. At the end of the day, the metaphorical ball is in our court, though, and it's up to us to create the world that we want to live in. And I think one by one, we can harmonize and make a difference together for the benefit of all and the One. So with that, I hope you enjoyed this episode on the harvest and found it helpful. I also hope you'll join me in the next episode. We'll end today now with one of the more famous portions of Ra's quote from 6512. "We may note, at this point, while you ponder the possibility-probability vortices, that although you have many, many items which cause distress and thus offer seeking and service opportunities, there is always one container in that store of peace, love, light, and joy. This vortex may be very small, but to turn one's back upon it is to forget the infinite possibilities of the present moment. Could your planet polarize towards harmony in one fine, strong moment of inspiration? Yes, my friends, it is not probable, but it is ever possible. End quote. And I leave you now in the love and in the light.